Warning, the stories you're about to hear are detailed accounts of shenanigans, pranks, and some mistakes that are meant to replicate the sort of discussions that veterans have when they reunite over a cold beverage and do not depict the professional daily actions of the military at large. We hope to make you laugh, but not to disrespect our proud men and women in uniform. Listener discretion is advised. Camo Comedy, where we take a humorous look at the lighter side of military service. We got a big show for you today, but before we jump into it, if you like what we're doing here, give us a subscribe, give us a follow, whatever they call it on your podcasting platform. And while you're at it, give us a 5-star rating, write us a review, as that makes us more relevant in the algorithm and boosts the overall visibility of the show. But word of mouth advertising is just oh so powerful. So if you tell some friends, I will love you forever. Okay, let's jump into the show.
I am your host, Aaron Wolf. Just as a friendly reminder to everybody in the audience, we put out a new show every single Monday, so make sure you give the notification bell a nice tap. Give it a nice tap so you don't miss a show. Joining us today is the man who taught me that 4D chess is not played with four dicks. Call sign Double Take. Double Take, thanks for being on the show today.
What the fuck do I even say to that?
Jeez. Hi, Aaron.
I do appreciate you teaching me a good lesson,
so
okay?
So Double Take and I have been playing it wrong?
Yes.
Or have we been playing it right?
Yes.
Also joining me today is the man who taught me that ladies do not drag their pussies across the carpet when it itches. Call sign Cheeks. Just like a dog. You know what I mean? You ever see dogs like drag their beehole across the carpet when it itches?
A little scoot scoot.
Yeah.
I feel like our
ladies don't do that.
A pooter scooter.
That's what whores do.
Fuck you. Spread cheeks and not hate.
What the fuck?
You guys need help.
He just stays up at night Googling weird things.
Just wakes up and
I do not
like,
need
snail
Google.
Pussy.
I do not need Google. It's all up here, bitches.
Oh, man.
All right. All right. So check out this first story. This one's coming out of the 1990s, and we got ourselves an 82nd Airborne story.
Yes.
All right. So these guys were getting set up for what we call mount. Now, mount is military operations on urban terrain, right? So this is basically your urban warfare training. You're going to go like door to door, house to house, that kind of stuff. Do your close quarter tactics, things of this nature. So you've got a bunch of guys that are from 2nd Platoon, 82nd Airborne, about 25 that were set up in this little patrol circle, right? And they hadn't kicked off the training day yet. And one of the lieutenants from 1st Platoon comes over and he just links up with a squad leader. They're going over like time hacks and like schedule of events for the day, things of that nature. After they handle the business, lieutenant like cuts back to go back to 1st Platoon. But when he does this, he cuts through the patrol circle of 2nd Platoon. One of the guys stands up and goes, "Hey, lieutenant, a little bit out of your territory, aren't you?"
Uh-oh.
Lieutenant's like, "What the fuck? Like, excuse me?" So then like about 4 or 5 more guys kind of stand up, and one of the younger guys looks up. He's like, "Hey, what's going on?" One of the older guys looks down at him and goes, "Oh, we're just going to jump the lieutenant."
No big deal.
Right. So about that time, these 25 guys go over to the lieutenant. They don't like punch him or anything like that, but they just kind of push him around a little bit, rough him up just to kind of prove their point. Well, lieutenant breaks free and he heads back off to his first platoon. Right. And they kind of have their laugh. They're like, "Aha, we punked on the lieutenant."
Yeah.
He was crying a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so check this out, man. About 10 minutes later, here comes 1st Platoon and that lieutenant back over.
Yes!
And they're pissed. Right? Well, hot on their heels, here comes 3rd Platoon. Right after that, here comes a headquarters element, right? With their first sergeant.
No.
And these guys are like,
"Oh, man.
Oh, we might have fucked up."
Did he bitch out and tattle?
So the first sergeant was amongst the headquarters element, right?
Yeah.
Now, their first sergeant was like an ex-Delta guy, and he was like a big jack dude who looked like Dolph Lundgren from Rocky,
yeah.
And he was just really intimidating. Even if you were just making like simple chit-chat with your first sergeant, he was really intense and looked like he wanted to rip your throat out,
of
right?
Of course, yeah.
So they're like, "Ah, fuck." So the first sergeant pipes up, and he's like, "All right. Enough of this bullshit. Everybody go get your helmets and flak jackets. Get back over here."
Oh, God.
And they're like, "Ah, fuck."
They're so getting fucked up.
Everybody scurries off. Everybody from all the 3 platoons scurry off. They go get their helmets, their flak jackets on. They come back. And he's like, "All right.
platoon war. I don't want any blood. I don't want anybody to go to the hospital. Have at it.
What?
So Jesus fucking thunderdomed it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, like, they break out into an all-out melee. Nobody's throwing, like, punches or kicks or anything like that. It's like WWE moves. People are throwing, like, suplexes. They had a couple Samoan guys who were doing, like, belly flops on people and stuff like
that's
that.
That's fantastic.
And he says this devolved into, like, these roving bands of, like, dog piles and stuff like that. Dudes are getting crushed at the bottom of them and stuff like that. This goes on for quite a while, right? Everybody had a fucking blast. Now, for those of you in the audience who might not understand, like, this is like the tippy top of like team building, right? Like, this is how you get a lot of negative energy out and everything like that.
But also build each other up at the same time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, like, these guys, like, everybody, once they ended this melee, like, ends as like friends. People are laughing their asses off. They had a fucking blast. Well, they ended up doing their mount. They do their training and everything like that. At the end of the duty day, they like road march back over to their armory and all this stuff like that. One of the squad leaders had his wife get beers for everybody. And it was
awesome.
Hey, it doesn't matter how old you are. Everybody gets two beers, clean your weapon, and turn in your weapon, and then you guys are clear for the day.
This never happened.
This is the 1990s.
That's unheard of. This the 90s?
Okay. This is 1990s right, military, man.
Sense. Nowadays, I would never hear something like
right?
that.
Right?
Yeah. Times have definitely changed.
That's,
well, especially
that's a
like
daydream.
Especially with the melee and stuff like that. That probably wouldn't happen in today's military. But this, they said, like, this was the best thing they could have done for, like, team building. Everybody became really close after that, and it was just amazing. So that first sergeant really knew his guys and really knew what they needed. And he'd probably, just being out of Delta, he'd probably been around a lot of psychos and stuff like that. And be like, okay, I know what this is. We just need to get the energy out of him. And I love that fucking story. It's amazing.
Yeah, good on him.
This leads into the next story. It's a basic training story. It was before I was in, long before I was in. This
yeah, what
like,
year?
Not that long.
This is like in the 50s.
Oh, shit. This is our first 1950s story.
Don't say it is. Fucking short. A. You look a lot older than you actually are.
Military will do that to you.
Got those city miles.
I know.
It's true.
So, this is like Korean War time frame, right? And this guy was going out for the mail call. We're not going to name bases and stuff like that, but there is a base. He goes into the city to get the mail. And on his way back, there's like a last chance or last call bar that he stops in at. He goes,
fuck me.
Yeah.
He's like, well, hey, man, you don't really get to drink at bases.
Right.
So he's probably taking advantage.
So he gets tuned up. Like, way more than what he was supposed to, because he had forgotten that he had KP duty the next morning. He had to go work the kitchen.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Real quick, let's clarify for the audience what
that's
KP duty is.
Fucking morning.
KP is kitchen patrol, right? And you wake up before everybody else in basic training. And by the way, everybody in basic training wakes up early as fuck already.
Yeah, you're talking like 3:30 or 4 to wake up to get food.
Yeah. Might as well wake up at midnight.
Right.
Right.
Well, he was drinking
anyway,
at midnight.
Yeah, yeah. So he was drinking. And so anyway.
So he goes straight into KP, right? Straight into the kitchen.
So
duty.
Just blasted.
So he's
just tuned up still. And they're like, hey, you're peeling potatoes. He's like, yeah, it's the peeling potatoes, right? Yeah. So he starts peeling these potatoes. And the next thing you know, he's holding like a golf ball sized potato in his hand.
Wait, was it like a full size, russet potato?
Yes.
Drunken potato peeling. Cannot be easy. Like, your fine motor skills are shot.
Hey, you're just taking giant chunks off of this thing.
Right.
He's probably just trying to stay awake.
Just biting the skin off.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
fuck.
He's holding this golf ball sized potato and he sets it in with the rest. And they're like, yeah, you're going over to the grease trap guy.
Oh, so fuck me. I can just imagine what those fucking drill sergeants must have said. Back in the 50s.
Ooh.
He was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I said, peel the potatoes, man. Like, you're fucking wasting all this shit. They need to make their mashed potatoes or whatever they're doing for the day.
So he got promoted.
Yeah, promoted to the grease trap. So that's where he was working for KP.
That's so fucking good. All right, so check out this next story. This is a pre-deployment story, Army story, right? So let me set the table here. The way these hooches or where people sleep are set up, you got a couple bunk beds. And then you got wall lockers that are next to the bunk beds, right? Where they keep all their gear and uniforms and stuff like that, right? So these guys, they had training all day. And one morning, the guy that slept on the lower bunk kind of looked up at the wall locker and was noticing that there was these Gatorade bottles that were on top of the wall locker.
Yeah.
Not filled with Gatorade.
Oh.
But filled with piss.
Oh, no.
Oh, the forbidding Gatorade.
So not late night hydration.
We're going to call the guy that slept on the top bunk Billy.
Okay, Billy.
Fuck Billy.
So the guy in the bottom bunk looks up at this and he goes, hey, Billy, are you pissing up in the fucking top bunk above me when I sleep? Billy's kind of he's a good guy, but he's a little bit doofy.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, well, yeah, I am, Sergeant. I didn't want to walk to the latrine. He's like, the latrine's fucking like 20 feet away from the fucking door. All you got to do is get up and go out there. You're fucking pissing above me. So this guy's understandably pissed, right?
Pissed.
Literally.
That's the word choice. You're going to say literally he's pissed.
Yes. He is literally pissed off that this guy is like so lazy that he won't get out of his bunk. Now, look, let me pause here a minute. I get it. Like when you're in the middle of sleeping, you have to come down, you have to go outside, you have to walk down a hallway. That tends to wake some people up. But that doesn't mean piss above the guy that sleeps beneath you or whatever. Like that's kind of a big move.
At
right?
least climb down and piss next to the bed.
I mean,
not above the
that
guy.
Would be better.
Jesus.
That would be better etiquette, I guess, pissing etiquette.
It's still not ideal, but it's better than that.
Yeah. I mean, that could all, at least be a little bit forgivable, I would imagine, in those circumstances. So anyway.
Well, did he lay on his side and pee, or did he like get up and like kneel down?
I did not get that information, right?
I
did not
get it off the side of the bed and hold the bottle down by the guy on the bottom bunk, and then would just try to aim it slowly like a drip.
So check this out, right? So these guys, so the guy that slept on the lower bunk, right? There'd been some threats made about piss dripping down onto him and what would happen if that happens, yeah, right?
Of course.
So one night, the guy in the lower bunk is asleep. And he's awoken by.
Oh, no.
And he's like, he wakes up and he's like, hey, Billy, are you up there pissing? And Billy goes, yeah.
My spray.
Did you just spray all over Double T? This is why.
I was worried about the right. Mic.
It'll be fine. It wasn't a lot, I'm sure.
No, but take it back.
Huh?
That was a good roll.
We got a good take.
Right. So continue with him yelling at Billy.
All right, so he is. So the guy in the lower bunk is like, if that fucking piss gets on me, I'm gonna beat the fucking shit out of you. Understandably, he's fucking pissed. They've already addressed this stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, are you fucking serious? I wake up to the sound of you pissing in your water bottle. Now, here's the other detail. This guy realizes there's not a lot of good moves for him.
Yeah.
That's on the lower bunk.
Right.
Because,
yeah, what
like,
can you do?
If you start shaking the bed or whatever, you're going to definitely make sure that he misses, and then the piss comes down on you.
A piss waterfall.
Right. And then, like, so about all you can do is really yell and maybe un-ass the bed.
Yeah.
Soap party.
Make some
time
distance.
For a fucking soap party.
Right.
But
bar of soap in the pillowcase.
He was fucking pissed. I'm happy to report we did not hear that any piss actually fell on the guy that slept below. But.
That's so fucking foul.
Yeah. I mean, it does happen.
God.
It does happen in the military. People can be a little lazy, and they take a little bit of a shortcut when they could just walk to a perfectly good latrine or a bathroom that is, you know, a couple foot away. So, yeah, I love that story.
That's great. Oh, the sound effect was great. That was awesome.
Thanks.
All right, so I'm going to take this next story.
All right, what's up? What do you
got? So, you got a group of guys rotating out of a deployment in Afghanistan.
Okay. Oh, wow. Nice.
So they're somewhere in Germany decompressing. So naturally, one of the first questions asked on their first day is, okay, are we allowed to drink?
Yeah.
You know, we've been in Afghanistan. We haven't drank in 7.5 months.
Yeah.
I need to get my freak on.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're not allowed to drink. Well, we're still gonna.
Well, that's exactly what it was. So I think the rule was you can have 3 drinks per night, 1 drink per hour.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody, though, looks at each other like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah, that's going to fucking happen. Well, this one guy, we're going to call him Red.
Apparently,
he took this personally.
Yes.
He was not having
so
it.
So, meaning he took it as a challenge.
Oh, he was highly humiliated, or not humiliated,
offended.
But offended by this. He was like, how dare you?
How dare you limit me?
I have not had a drink in 6 months.
I will be damned if anybody tells me to monitor myself.
Right.
So that night, they're hanging out. They start drinking. And at some point, Red's already blasted, just totally fucking gone. So
how deep into the night is this? Just out of curiosity.
I want to say it was around 10:30 or 11.
Okay. All right.
When this started.
Early. Okay.
When the adventure started.
All right. I can't wait to hear more.
So he Red says to the rest of the group, he's like, hey, I'm going to go outside on the balcony and smoke a cigarette. And they're, it's important to know that they are in these transient dorms where they're staying, but okay. these dorms are multi-story. I think there were like 3 or 4 floors. And they happen to be connected to some of the on-base housing for this military base. I mean, like, okay. legitimate houses where officers and higher enlisted and their families live. Not great.
Terrible plan. Why would they do that?
So Red's out on the balcony, and two of the other guys come out, and they're kind of hanging out with him. And he does not explain any of this to them, but in Red's head, he's like, you know what? I got to take a shit, and I don't feel like going back inside.
Because you're having a cigarette.
This is right. the piss bottle all over again.
Oh, no. So much worse. So they're on the second story. So, I mean, they're what, 15 feet
yeah.
up in the air, something like that?
24.
Okay, even worse.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck it. I'll just hop off and go take a shit.
Oh,
so without a word to either of the other two
but
guys.
But not even trying to shit over the balcony at this point. He's like, I'm jumping off.
Oh, how yeah. would that have been better?
I mean, it would have saved your legs from getting broken.
Yeah.
Probably would have been safer just to shit off of the side of the balcony. Anyways. So he's just like, hey, guys, I'll be right back. And just boop, he's gone. Disappears into the black of night, just jumps over, and the other two guys are standing there. Just, what the fuck just happened? Is
this
he dead?
Not
like,
end well.
Where'd he go? So apparently Red lands, twists his fucking ankle upon landing, and
now he's
drunk, he's got a shit, and he's stumbling around. And so he's like, okay, I'll just take a shit right here on the side of the building. I hurt my ankle, so I'm not going to squat freely. So he does a wall sit, takes his pants off. You know, don't want to get shit on his pants.
Yeah.
Takes a wall sit on the side of the building. And you know those, like, sticky hand, like, Jacob ladders where, like, thing just, like, flops down the wall?
Oh.
That's what he did. He just left this big old grease streak. Yep.
Fudge dragon just dragging itself right down the side of the building.
No.
Down the side of the building. And he notices he gets them on his pants, so naturally, I'm just going to kick my pants off. So,
well, you don't want shitty pants.
Now,
you can't have poop on your pants.
It's important to say he did have his underwear still on.
Okay.
But pants are gone. I believe the shoes were gone, too. Not sure why. But Red did have this reputation for when he got drunk, he liked to go on adventures.
Oh, no. Okay.
So at this point, he's like, well, I'm already downstairs. I'm outside. Let's go see what there is to do around here.
Right.
So he just takes off. So 20-30 minutes go by, and the rest of the guys are like, dude, where the fuck is Red? Like, we haven't seen him. So a couple of them go outside.
And they know he's a wanderer.
Oh, yeah. He's done it before on other trips with them.
Yes.
They know who he is and what he's about. So they're like, we got to go find him. He's somewhere around here, but he's not coming back if we don't go get him. So two of the guys go out, and they're walking up and down the street by these dorms, you know, calling out. But they're, you know, it's 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock by now.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're like, Red, where are you? Fuck it. Get out of here, man. Trying to find him. And like in those horror movies where there's like something in the tree line you can't see, they just see this blur, and they're spinning around like, what the fuck? What was that? And there's this ginger blur.
Just a ginger pale blur that just flashes by.
Flies by again. And they're like, oh, God damn it. That's got to be him. It's got to be him.
He's so fast.
So they see,
that
the blur.
Or a chupacabra.
So they see the blur dart into this yard, like by some bushes. And this is in the yard of somebody's house.
Oh, God.
So they're like, they're tiptoeing. It's like defusing a bomb. Like any wrong step and we are all fucked. So they get a little bit closer and like, Red, is that you? Come here. And from behind the truck in the driveway, you see Red's head pop up and he goes, hey, and then pops back down.
Like a fucking Jack in the Box.
And like trying to beckon a dog over. They're like patting their leg and they're like, hey, Red.
Come on.
Red, get over here, man. And he pops back up.
Uh-uh.
He goes back down.
I don't wanna.
So this goes on for a few minutes until finally they're like, hey, man, like we got more alcohol for you. We got some snacks. Aren't you hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, you're limping. You hurt your leg? Come on, let's get you inside. They're like trying to entice him to come back. So
leaving a trail of beers.
Yeah. like a raccoon or an injured, frightened baby deer. They slowly coerce him out and kind of nurse him back to the building.
Oh,
yeah.
And from what I know, the night carried on from there with more drinking and tomfoolery.
Yeah.
But that was the end of Red's adventure.
Oh, my God.
I'm just picturing this like a family, because obviously they're used to it if they're living there, and they, yeah. You know what I mean?
It can't be the first time that that's happened.
I'm sure they're like looking at their blinds.
Honey.
Hey, honey, we got another one.
I'm not convinced that they're not amused by it. Oh,
yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, this time he's wearing his underwear. Good for him.
Good for him.
This guy's a little bashful.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
It's a good one. Thanks for checking out the Camo Comedy Show podcast. If you like what we're doing here and you want to participate in this community, there are many different ways that you can contribute. First and foremost, tell somebody about the show. Word of mouth advertising is very powerful, and we really appreciate you for helping us out. If you have any funny military stories of your own or know somebody who does, with their permission, of course, you can contribute those stories via email at stories@camocomedy.com. That's stories, S-T-O-R-I-E-S, at C-A-M-M-O-C-O-M-E-D-Y.com. Or if you're not too good at the internets, drop us a voicemail at area code 531-222-6146. That's area code 531-222-6146. That's right. We're giving away our phone number. We want funny military stories from all eras. So if you're not from a generation that's heavily online, we don't want there to be a barrier for participation. We have a lot of big plans for this show and building this community to support veterans. We will announce here soon. So stay tuned. All right. I'm going to go have a nice spicy bowl of chili. Later.
Reminds me of one of my own basic training stories, actually. I'm gonna sidetrack here for a second.
All right.
But like the melees, so the infantry basic training, I don't know if you guys did this or not in the Air Force basic training, but there was a time when our drill sergeants like took us out. It was a range day or something like that, and they're like, all right guys, make a big circle, big company circle, and they're like, all right, now's your chance to call out somebody.
You know, nice.
And air your shit out.
Fucking A.
So like it was all open hand. So open hand strikes to the face. You could close hand to the body and you're allowed to kick and knee and all that stuff. And you could ground fight.
Fuck. All right.
But immediately somebody looks over at me and goes, cheeks.
Of course they did.
I'm like, all right, buckle up, motherfucker. And he didn't know about my martial arts background.
Yeah.
So I come in, I'm popping, I'm weaving, I'm slipping. And I roll underneath one of his big haymaker slaps and I come up, boom! Cats just did with the equivalent of a right hook, and you could see the handprint on the side of his face when we were done.
Red print.
Like one of the orcs out of Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Fucking face.
The Uruk-hai. Yes.
That's awesome, man. Well, I got to say, the airing of grievances is it's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that cannot be understated, because when you are not able to kind of take that negative energy out, like, it just manifests in negative ways.
We were cool with it. We were cool afterwards. You know what I mean? He just wanted to, it wasn't even, like, that he hated me. I was a platoon guy, so I was in charge of a whole platoon.
Yeah. It was just frustration.
It was. It was like, hey, well, fuck it. I'm going to take it out on this guy.
They need to
quit being
back.
A bunch of fucking pussies.
Yeah, basically.
I can think of so many times that would have been helpful in the current military.
But leads into an actual scheduled story, which is another basic training story, but much, much earlier than when I was in. This is...